from the already yet that they all, yeah, all of them say. That's just common with the educated and uneducated. Yeah. They all say it.
My man in O'Keen hasn't said that yet. I've only talked to him about 2 hours. But he's of German descent. His people came down from Nebraska or up in the north there. Now that plant, somebody would say, is that plant very far away? You'd say, no, it's just...
It's right over there. Mm-hmm. Now the expression that the Georgia people say that amuses me a lot is soon in the morning.
He left
soon in the morning.
Huh.
He asked about anyone being there. No, he left soon in the morning.
Mm.
I think that is one of the oddest expressions that they use, but they all say it.
One that gets me is until in the morning. Don't you do that until in the morning. My wife, this is one of my wife's.
Well, I expect that's an expression I use.
Until
in the morning.
I've heard that many times. But I think probably I'd say don't do that until morning. Mm-hmm. It interests me to see the way these expressions differ in different parts. Well, obviously it does, or I wouldn't be sitting out here taking up your time now. If you're doing something, showing somebody how to do it, and then he tries it and he gets all mixed up, you'd say, oh, look, don't do it like that. Do it.
Do it this way.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand what somebody says, what would you say?
Well, I didn't understand you. Usually it's what I say. Mm-hmm. Other people would.
And a place where you grow peaches and apples and the plums and things like that.
The orchard.
What would you call the center of a peach?
The seed part?
Uh-huh.
The pit.
Uh-huh.
That applies to plums too.
Uh-huh. How about a peach where the meat doesn't stick to that?
It's a freestone.
And one where the...
Clean.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard pressed peach for that?
So.
Does that strike a chord with you? How about a... Oh shoot, I forgot. Clear seed?
Yes, I've heard some people say clear seed.
What would you call the center of a cherry?
Well, it's a cherry stone. Invariably you say cherry stone instead of cherry seed.
Do you have cherry trees around here?
We used to have. We don't have any orchard at all anymore.
Out in the back?
There were out in the back.
What?
We had cherries and we had peaches and apples and mm-hmm. plums.
Mm.
We had a nice orchard out there once, and then we had a hail and windstorm that destroyed them all, just uprooted the whole thing. Boy, that was a terrific thing. It lasted about 3 hours. They didn't leave a window in the north and west.
You could have trees and killed them in one, as dead as it could be. You couldn't dig a garden out and clean one side of them and clean it.
Well, that's a sickening sensation.
And all of the windows in the north and west side of the houses, even the screens were completely gone and the windows caved in.
Did you have hail insurance and wind insurance?
We had hail insurance, but they said we didn't have any wind insurance and they wouldn't give us any insurance.
Those windows is out in yonder and glazed, pieces of glaze that long, big as lead pencils, just stuck that wall plumb full of glaze that broke out of these windows and come through here and stuck in that wall there, but we didn't have any wind.
Now we didn't have any wind insurance. I was reading they wouldn't pay us insurance.
No.